Hello, Sheldon.
Hey, Shells. It's Chris.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah, I was just talking to Ethan, and then he transferred me over to you.
Okay, what's up?
I don't know. he just transferred me over.
What
I just asked him
about?
How the trailer was going, and then he was just like, and then I was like, how's it going? Is it almost done? And then he just said, okay, I'll transfer you over to Sheldon. And I was like, oh, okay. He told me to hold on for a minute, so I thought he was going to ask somebody, but then he just transferred me over to you.
No, it's a direct transfer. Pretty, it's, we have internal systems, so it's just, you know, an extension away.
Yeah.
Since I talk to him a lot, we know each other's extensions. We don't have to look it up.
Yeah. So I just was like, oh, I just asked him because I thought, like, he would know. So
the date on your trailer, what I have, is 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to get it done as quick as possible, but given the niche of the book, it's the date I have from my illustrator is 28.
Okay. But, like, hopefully at that date, too, everything will be finished, right? Because,
book
is pretty much finished.
I'm trying to get it done, like, before that.
Just those two adjustments. Remember, to the final book? Did you do that?
Oh, the file I sent you has the final adjustments done, right?
Mm-mm. No, it didn't have it.
Wait.
Just remember when the, instead of, like, keep the chapters the way they is, it still says section?
Mm-hmm.
Section one. So you just want to take that out, remember? Just take it out.
The one time I don't review, these guys try to pull the veil over me.
Yeah, because it's still there, so we don't need the section. We just want to keep it as it was.
I know. I thought
The only thing is, like, you want to put that extra. You want to put it in between that 10th. Is it the 11th? So there's 10th chapter in between the 10th, the 9th and the 10th chapter. You want to put the extra helpful hints.
Yeah.
Right?
And then
just change the parental thing, just like helpful advice for parents.
Actually, you know what? Stay on call with me for just a minute, okay? Instead of letting those guys do it, let me just get this done right now.
It was just those two adjustments, and then everything else is good. Like, the cover is great, the back is good, I really like it.
We have the TOC after the TOC. So what you want done is you remove the section one. Okay.
Yeah, just leave the chapters how they were.
Oh, well. Okay, we'll start with self-reflection, right? I'm going to remove the stated extra helpful tips. Okay, this goes out.
Yeah, you're going to put the extra helpful tips. You're going to put it in between chapter 9 and chapter 10.
Yep, got it. This mouse here.
And then you're going to take out section 1 and section 2 because we don't need that.
Section 2. Where does it say section?
And instead of putting, like, parental, just put, like, tips for parents or something like that. Tips for parents. Helpful tips for parents.
Okay, so that's chapter 10. That's going to be tips to help you with your parental duties, right?
Mm-hmm. So just change it to, like, helpful tips for parents.
Helpful tips for parents. Okay. Oh, come on. Helpful tips for parents. There you go. Spread love, not toxicity, and can you repeat that? The helpful tips for your parental duties?
Yeah, for parents.
Okay, helpful tip for parents.
Yeah,
helpful.
That's fine. Yeah, for your parental duties, that's fine. Or just helpful tips for parents.
Helpful tips
Something
for parents
like
sounds
that.
Better. Tips for parents. Okay, So do you want that like on the whole page, or just do I change like chapter 10's heading to that?
Yeah, just change the heading to that and just keep it
Okay.
like keep it the same.
And there is no section 1 anymore.
And then section 2 just take out because we don't need
Section
it.
2 is also not there. In the draft I sent you, there's the only thing I needed to change in that draft was just the title on 10 and remove the helpful tips from the start. And we are good to go.
Yeah, so we moved the helpful tips from the start, and the chapters are remaining the same. Like,
okay.
Everything that it was
Update.
before is
Update
the same.
Entire
and then,
cool.
and then we were gonna we're just gonna change the helpful extra helpful hints after chapter 9, between 9 and 10. We'll put the extra helpful hints, and then still have the other two chapters. We're just changing the chapter's 10th chapter to just like helpful tips for parents.
Okay. One more thing I have to correct because this does not sit right with me. The TOC is not right. Why? What are these guys doing?
And that was like it. Everything else looks pretty good.
New TRITON. U-T-R-I-T-O-N. What's that? Nutrition. Oh my. Okay, the table, the entire table. Nutrition intake. Okay. Nutrition. U-T-R-I-T-O-N.
And then after it's finished, so then you will. Like, what do? You send me the PDF, like, you send me, like, a copy or something, and then I can use that to, like, market
yeah,
it or, like...
Yeah, of course. So, negative. Why do I keep forgetting this? Okay. Page 14. I'm such bad when it comes to memory. Self-negative talk.
That's okay. What did you forget?
I'm trying to adjust the TOC to make it all caps everywhere. But me being me, I, you know, backspace the title, then I forget the title when I'm typing it again.
Oh.
Yeah. See, that's the level I'm at. Like, you can't be that forgetful. Trust me, I am that forgetful. You don't understand. I suck.
You don't.
No, when it comes to, like, specifically when it comes to just remembering stuff, I suck.
Just write it down. How was your weekend? Good?
No, the weekend was great. I rested up.
That's good.
Much needed rest, honestly.
That's good.
Yep. Okay. We have everything's in line. The last one is... helpful tips for parents. Put caps that as well. Helpful tips. Table. Okay. Parents. I should be. I'm trying to not like. Waste the time that we already have wasted on this. I would rather do it myself than, you know, wait for my team to do this and, like, make you wait a few days on this because, like, they have so much cool things lined up. They usually forget. Like, it's not that they forget. It's more or less that they have a lot on their hands.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, because I just want to, like, make sure that everything is done and then do the final, like, see the final draft and then tell you everything is good and then you can like, you know, do whatever we need like to get it finished.
Nutrition intake. Plant the seed.
So once I see the final draft, I'll send it back to you right away. And then after that, like then what? Like then it goes off to get published?
Yes.
Now,
it depends on what you want, to be honest. Normally what we do it when we're going with, you know, a trailer is that we delay it, okay? We delay the publishing about till the trailer is done, and then we go for it. But if you want to get the book live first, we can do that because Ian told me he's talking to you about marketing as well, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Like right now, I'm just gonna like put it out there and see how it goes. And then I know how to do a little bit of marketing myself, so I will try to do it myself and see how it goes. And then if I do need help, then yeah, I would
What are you
definitely
marketing
like
it?
keep in contact. There's like a whole bunch of different places I can market it.
Because like that's the main problem which people have. By the way, any acknowledgments you want to put into the book, or should I any acknowledgments, any dedications? Because that's something we don't write up. That's always for the author. That's
Oh, so
you.
what am I supposed to write in there?
Well, the acknowledgments are basically people that helped you in writing this book. Could be your husband, your kids. Dedication is who you are dedicating this to. Like in this case, you, I'm not sure who you'd be dedicating this to. It's mostly about your life and, no, but wait, this is about self-help. So you're probably dedicating to people who are, you know, in the rough or to the parents.
Should I take it out maybe? 'Cause
You can take
I
out
don't know if you.
dedication. I think acknowledgments are nice. It's a good touch to the book. Dedication doesn't
Like
have to be
acknowledge
there.
about what?
Acknowledge the people who help you out in the process of this book. Can be like your husband are pretty supportive, right?
Don't have a husband.
Wait, am I confusing you with someone? Wait, who am I confusing you with? No.
No.
Wait, you don't have a husband.
No, I
Yeah.
don't even have a boyfriend. What are you talking
Who
about?
was the? Wait, when you were telling me about the stories that you went through, who was the guy in the back?
Oh, that's Mike. We're just friends.
Oh, like he? So my that's my okay. That's my bad assumption. My bad, because like he was usually in the background, so it was more or less of an assumption from my end, but
Yeah,
I never
so
actually
yeah,
tried into it.
we have a different kind of relationship. Yeah, we are not like any boyfriend girlfriend kind of thing. So it's a long story, but like when I bought a house, I couldn't get a I when I went to get a mortgage, I got a mortgage at first, but then I decided not to get the mortgage until the house was actually there. So then I couldn't get a mortgage, and then we were friends. He helped me get a mortgage, and then we became friends. He became my roommate in a sense. So we've always like lived together, but we're not together. We're just good friends.
Oh yeah, I understand. I understand that definitely.
Yeah, like roommates, I guess.
Yeah, like I get that now. I get that now, but before that, I was like, okay, this is the guy, because like your the book is like mostly for parents, and then you're writing the book. So for me, in my head, you know, that scenario was playing out. Okay.
Yeah, I've been a single mom. Yeah, just me and the kids. But then when I bought the house, I met, like, before I knew Mike, and then he has stuff going on in his life, and then, I was buying a house, and then he just helped me. He moved in with me, and we became friends, and yeah. So people
Nice.
think he's my boyfriend, but he really isn't my boyfriend. And then
Well,
I moved out to Nova
I'm
Scotia, and then he was like, his job wasn't doing really well out there. And then he was like, Chris, do you mind if I come and stay with you? And then I was like, yeah, I do mind. But like he works during the week, so he works in another city and lives in a hotel because like that's what he does. So I don't see him. Yeah, see him here during the week, and then on the weekends he comes. Yeah.
I see. But you
Yeah,
can't,
but we're just
being
friends.
honest,
We're
being
not
honest,
like,
you can't blame people at this point. Like,
huh?
you can't blame people at this point for assuming. Because the situation just felt, for me, the situation just felt like that.
That's okay. People say that all the time, but look, we're not. We're just good friends.
I understand.
Like
I understand.
he's nice, but you know what? People of like, if it was a chick that was living with me, it wouldn't be no questions asked, right? Would people
of
might
course.
Like once in a while be like, oh, you know, are you guys lesbians?
Just like you know, at this day and age, yeah, definitely.
But, like, because it's a guy, I don't know. Some people are like, oh, like, you have a boyfriend,
because
or,
it's
like...
It's not an average day thing that, you know, you're living together with, like, you're living with a guy. It's not an average day thing, right?
Yeah, and then some people are like, oh, you're codependent? And I'm like, no, I make my own money, thank you very much. But he's just a roommate, like, he's just
yeah,
my
because
roommate.
Like you don't see a normal situation like this. This is a unique situation on its own, right?
Yeah, I've never like haven't dated in years, like probably like 6 years. So I just never found anybody interesting.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 45.
You're 45. You know, you never sound 45 when I'm talking to you.
I know. I don't look 45 either, but I don't know. I just didn't, not that, like, I haven't, like, I've just been busy, like, really busy in life, and I just never really found anybody who's interesting enough.
Understandable.
Yeah.
It's like you told me all the stories about visiting the family with... And Mike was in the family.
Oh, Mike was there, yeah.
Yeah, so then, you know, that it would click in my head, okay, so that's how it is.
No, it's okay. You get
it
all the
time.
It's
funny for me, it's funny.
Yeah.
I know people who...
I try to get them to go on dates.
Well. Like, I know people.
And like, you
as
should
well.
Go on dates. Huh?
I know other people who have done this, and it works out fine. But it's a unique situation. But I understand it.
Yeah,
understand.
But, like, it's funny because, like, you know, it's expensive. Like, it's really expensive sometimes, right, in life. And, like, you know what?
Inflation.
If it's a girl or guy, it shouldn't make a difference as long as, like, you are, like, able to, like, be nice to each other and, like, you know, coexist
mm-hmm.
with each other. It should be okay.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, Chris, I actually wanted to talk to you before, Ethan, about marketing because let's skip this for now. Let's have a detailed talk some other time. I don't think you would want to have a talk on marketing right now, right?
Yeah, so Ethan told me, right? But I told him, like, right now, right now is, like, not good. Just, like, to, like, fork over that money. Right now is just not in my budget, so...
I understand. It's understandable.
Yeah.
What did he offer, though?
I think it was, like, for 3 months. He's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, do 3 or 6, and, like, it's 2,300 or something. So he said, like, I don't have to go with it right away, like, if, like, I can, like, start... And then see how it goes, and, like, if I want to later do it, I can, like, do it as well.
Yeah,
like, any time.
Of course.
Yeah. So
but,
maybe
but
that's
when,
what I'll
when
do.
You sign
it's
up,
just...
When you sign up, I would not recommend 3 months. That's my recommendation.
No?
3 months, like, you understand marketing. If you understand marketing a bit, 3 months is too less of a time to, you know, get...
Yeah, like, I know how to do funnels. I know how to do, like, I know how to do ads and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. What do you have to keep in mind? What did you market? Did you have, like, have you marketed something before?
Have I what?
Have you marketed something before?
No, I've not. Well, in school, like, I didn't, I took, like, a course or whatever, so, like, I've had to do, like,
book
a little bit of marketing.
Book is very different. You have to keep that in mind. Book is not your average day product. It's not a product you use every day. It's not a product that's unique to a market. It's a product that's available to everyone.
But then you can put it on different sites as well, right? Like, I can put it on different sites as well.
Yep, you can.
So I
Okay.
was thinking about doing that.
There are a lot of things you can do. Plan out, like think what you have planned out, and come talk to me on it. Let's have a discussion. See what I'll see what I can do from my end. You can tell me what you're capable of doing. We'll work something out. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So till then, I'll be sending you a book in about 2 minutes. Actually, let me send you the book
Okay.
first so I don't forget, and confirm if you have
And then I will send it
that.
back to you with an okay. And then you can just let me, oh, shells, about the book to you. Like, when will you ship me? I gave you my address. So will you ship me out the book?
I'm trying to get that done. I told you before, I'm trying to get that done to see if it's possible. Otherwise, I'm just gonna have to link you to Ethan, and he'll just check your address and drop you the book off. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, they just want one copy.
I understand. I understand. I'm trying to just get a
Yeah.
workaround like them to get something, kind of a workaround the policies to see if he can send you the book without enticing a cost. Trying to do that. If that works, fine. Otherwise, Ethan's your guy.
Yeah, you would think you would get at least one copy for yourself.
I trust me. Trust me. We talked to management. They're very sick with these some sort of policies. To some points,
Really?
just stupid, and they just don't get it.
You would
Like you know,
think that, like,
like you
you've
know, if
built
they
a
are like if
book.
there's a reference book, like if you're trying to market some, like market a book, we have to. If the client doesn't provide the manuscript, we're not allowed to purchase the manuscript. The guy could be paying like $7,000-$10,000, and we're not allowed to purchase the book. Like, what are you, stupid? It's a $5 book. Purchase it. No. What? It's just a
That's
stupid policy
crazy.
that these guys have here.
Okay. So you'll let
I'm
me
saying this
know,
on the
like, if
official
you
line.
can.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Quality control is gonna kill me, but it's okay. They know I do anyways, I'll see what I can do. I'm sending you the book. Okay, I'm typing the email right now.
Okay.
So we have
And
work.
then, so, like, how long would it be before I would receive it? Like,
I think it takes around. Oh, it depends on like the number of copies. Normally, it should take around a week to get to you. Because
if I did have a
the.
link to, like, a site or whatever, then would you just, could you link it to that site?
Oh, yes, sure. I can actually provide you the manuscript and the cover. I can give you a vendor website. Get done through that. It's very easy.
It's like, what if I built like a little like site?
Sure.
Then I could use that, right?
You can use that, definitely.
Okay. So maybe I may consider doing that.
Look it up, or let me know, and I'll follow it up with you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you,
Cool.
Shells. Just let
File.
me know about
Let
the other
me
book and I'll send
know
that back
if
to you
you
so
receive
you can
it.
start.
Sheldon.
So it won't go out until after like I after the trailer, like the trailer, or does the book go out first and then the trailer?
It's completely on you. If you want the book to go out first, we'll publish the book first. If you want to make it go out after the trailer is
So
done, we'll make it go after trailer is done.
okay. All
Okay?
right.
That's on you.
Okay, no
You can let me know
problem.
on email so
Okay.
I have it in writing and I remember it,
Okay. All
perfect.
right. Thank you
Take
so
care.
much for everything.
Welcome.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You
Bye-bye.
too. Bye.